Hey guys, how's it going? This guy's Toast here, coming at you with the 13th, unlucky number 13. Ooh. Okay, what are you doing?
I was drinking for a really long time.
13th ever offline TV podcast. Yay. Welcome. Today we are joined by Josh Zell. First name. You and Josh must switch seats. Would you wanna switch lives with Josh for a day? See what it's like?
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. I wanna be pokey.
Sounds
for a
fun.
Day.
I'd probably be just about anyone for a day.
I think I get the better end of this deal.
So today we are joined by Pokey.
Hey.
You're really thirsty today, aren't you? Drinking lots of water. What's going on?
I don't know why. I'm in kind of a mood today, so.
A water drinking mood? What kind of mood?
I don't know. I'm kind of in a mood. You know? Like when you say mood, it doesn't mean something.
Oh, you're in a mood.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a mood.
Okay, we can get into that in a bit.
Sure. Yeah,
we also have Josh and, of course, the lovely Lily Pichu.
What's up? Toast got me coffee today. I felt very cared for as a friend today.
Okay,
Toast didn't get me coffee.
That's the problem.
Yeah, where's my coffee?
When I get you coffee, you tell everyone, and I have to deal with this shit.
But then, like, I just want to let everyone know what a nice person you are.
You're reinforcing me not to ever get you coffee again.
I apologize. It'll never happen again.
I accept it. All right. Life update. Shit. Josh recently was bleeding out his eyeballs.
Yeah. True. This was an interesting time in my life.
Tell us what happened.
So I got surgery, not this last Monday, but the week before on my eyelids. It wasn't like a double eyelid sort of thing, so I want to squash that. It wasn't because I wanted big old anime eyes. It was just I have, you know, I do have droopy eyes.
You know, I would have never said that.
And they cause infections.
No meme, right?
No, no meme. No.
I get a lot of infections and like styes and stuff. And so what this surgery was supposed to do is kind of like help that. And
instead it made your eye bleed.
And instead, as in the healing process, the stitches popped. And so like the blood vessel that's inside your eye cavity, it just started gushing out blood.
How do they stitch something that's inside your eyeballs?
So I had bruises across my eyelids, like directly like on them. So my assumption is they have some sort of clamp that they like pull up your eyelid.
And were you then, under?
Yeah, I was put under general anesthesia. So that's my assumption because like my eyelids were very bruised. So yeah, that was an experience. And
sick story, bruh.
Yeah, Mark was like freaking out a little bit.
That's very sweet.
If I came to you guys with that blood pouring out of my eyes, I think you guys would be freaking out.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad, but it was starting to bleed so much that I was like, I don't know if this is now starting to get to a dangerous point.
Bleeding,
you know,
from
like
your
head
and your
what
eyes.
What they do when you
went?
Good. You went in, right?
Yeah, and so I went into the hospital again, and then they put me under again to restitch everything.
Did you sue them for malpractice?
You can't. You sign your life away every time you do like any procedure. You sue any right. You sue. Ooh. You give up any right to
animal abuse.
Oh shit! I'm sorry, Tammy. It's okay. She lost a few brain cells.
In other news, Pokey recently played Witch's House.
Yeah, great game.
Were you spooped?
Yeah, there were some spoopies, but it wasn't really bad. Yeah, I really liked it.
There's a twist?
Yeah, there's multiple endings. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I recommend it. And it's not a long game at all, which is what I really enjoy.
Have you guys ever done VR horror?
No. I'd be down, but only if it didn't make me feel... Nauseous, which I feel like it probably would.
You can just close your eyes, right? If the monster's coming at you, just close your eyes.
I would love horror if they didn't rely on jump scares, which I think is a problem in some horror games nowadays and movies and entertainment in general. I feel like horror is one of those genres where it requires a lot of creativity and you can do it in a low budget and still be of high quality. But I feel like a lot of people these days depend on jump scares too much. And I think that detracts from the horror genre and gives it its bad reputation. That's I think good horror should let you like think about it at night and be like, wow, that was really good, you know?
Is hard to come by.
I love horror. Like, I love horror movies. I love horror games. I like anything horror. Hold on.
Us was a great horror movie. Yeah. Very little jump scare, but you're like, tense the whole time.
I think that's more of a suspense thriller. Yeah, a thriller than like a horror.
That first half had me clenching.
Do you sometimes hear the word horror instead of horror? It's like really hard to
horror.
It's such a weird horror.
Like there's horror. A horror and then there's like horror, like you're a bigger
horror. Oh my god, you're more horror.
Yeah.
Horror.
You know?
It's such a difficult word to say. Horror. Okay. I don't know. Sorry. I'm really tired.
There's a lot to cover this week. Lots of drama. Lots of political intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
So let us get right to the meat of the discussion. So I believe there's 4 high-profile bans this week when it comes to Twitch streamers. Number one, there was some drama in the artist community where a streamer Articuno and his girlfriend streamed themselves essentially shit-talking another artist streamer while both parties were live, saying how she's autistic and your her art is you. Just... Oops. Generally so bad. Do we have a clip? Yes. Let's roll the clip.
Playing a clip?
I'm so confused.
Oh.
Like MS Paint can have more followers and attention and love than mine. Like Kuno, just because she has a vagina.
Ooh. Every time she says that, I cringe.
Just because she has a vagina.
So bad. None of her art is any good at all. Like, it's not good. I can't find one piece by her that I can, like, even slightly respect.
Apparently it was... Yeah,
no, I... Wait. Hey.
Louder, please. Oh, not for us, for them.
See, the thing is, I was, like, just, like, you know, I was thinking, like, you know what? Oh. I have strong opinions. But I feel like online, I need to chill so I can make friends online. But fuck that, I guess.
Maddie, I like your
art. Wait.
Who is
this? She's like friends with offline TV people.
We know this isn't.
Hey,
but that's just for offline TV.
Yeah, we really are.
She calls herself an emote artist and can't draw her own, what are these, panels? Like, that's saying something. She knows if she drew them, she would
you
have
you can't show banned streamers?
Nah, it's fine. It's context.
So bad. It's so bad. None of it is good. None of it is good. My sister could draw better than this when she was 5 years old.
My sister can draw better than her since she was 5 years old.
What is that? Look at those eyes. What is that? What is that?
But you know she's... Oh, God, have mercy. But okay, hold up. You know she's powerful, though. Because look. Look how broken she is.
Why do people say, look care how about broken her? She is when
she look at this. Her. Look who she's
Leslie,
followed.
Jamie. So what do you mean broken? Like OP broken?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's followed by famous people? Okay.
Yeah. Afterwards, they go on saying like, oh, he thinks like, cute Asian e-girls attract cute other cute Asian e-girls, which explains why Jamie and me, like, he just pointed out all the Asians and like.
So Lilith, do you know this girl being made fun of?
I follow her.
Are you so you're familiar with her work?
I know of her. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
She
cool.
Just seems
for context.
Nice. New artist.
And obviously got on live stream fail. People brought out the pitchforks, insulted him, and he was like on stream, ooh, ow, I really triggered people. Guess I should respond to
Omega
this.
Low.
Omega low, I believe was the exact term. Yeah, since been banned for 7 days by Twitch, issued an apology video.
He shot an apology video that was not
received very well. People, the main criticism was, where's your girlfriend? She was the main instigator. Feels like it's not sincere, like you're reading off something, which he was, but he said that was to help him like not lose track, or was, I don't remember what it was. But
what did he say? More or less.
I couldn't watch it.
It was about,
the bad judgment.
It's not who he is, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Good band, bad band.
Oh, good band.
Good Very band. Good band. Good riddance.
We shouldn't condone bullying like that. Bullying is bad. Just like how the N-word is bad.
Okay.
Hot
Not
take.
Sure where this is coming from. the girl, Dream Nico, has since gained
oh my
10 God. Times her Twitter followers.
She went from like 3-4K to 40+K. Yeah. That's
It
like
makes
crazy.
Me like deeply, deeply satisfied to know that they will see that and be upset about it. You know? The very thing that they were shit-talking got so much worse because they kept shit-talking.
She seems like
You know, it's like when, I don't know, like Taylor Swift gets like bullied in high school and then becomes famous.
Yeah. And every time you dump Taylor Swift, she makes a song about you and makes
then becomes
billions
more famous.
Of dollars.
Yeah.
That's true.
So yeah,
I mean, that guy dug his own grave, especially it wasn't just the situation that occurred in the beginning, but then responding with, oh, I guess I'll have to apologize now.
Yeah. At that point, there's nothing he can
you
say
just,
anymore.
That was the worst part, that he literally streamed himself not giving a shit about the reaction. So then anything that he says afterwards or he pretends to give a shit will never save him.
Yeah, and so I feel like he should have tripled down at that point, you know? Like, no apology video is gonna save you there.
No, actually, yeah, that's kind of true.
Put on
just
the fighting game jacket.
Streamer.
Exactly. Yeah, and just be
the
like,
bad
I'm
guy.
The toxic artist guy. That's me, Articuno. You know, like,
he broke up with
that?
His GF LOLW. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, that's kind of funny.
That's actually more, in some ways, more pathetic, actually. Because it was like, that's what, that was the straw that broke the camel's back? Really? That was it. You know, besides.
The girlfriend was definitely like the main instigator, but he did allow and like contribute and facilitate it.
He brought up her Twitter. He was the one who like.
To play devil's advocate, just, you know, for a second here. Yeah. You know, he's on stream and someone that you know comes in and starts saying some hot takes, right? Mm-hmm. And so people generally have the, especially when they're on stream, they don't want to like shut things down because it's like, oh, it's like something spicy is happening on stream. So it's kind of one of those things that I feel like probably my guess is that if she hadn't first instigated in the first place, he probably wouldn't have said that. I think he even admits to that, right?
He said something like, I was trying to be nicer and more agreeable in order to make more friends, but fuck it. Which kind of goes to show he was being a fakie.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is his punishment enough? What's an appropriate punishment? A 7-day ban and then being vilified by the internet?
I think 7 days pretty good.
Yeah, over with.
If it was 1 day, I'd be if it was 30, I'd be like, yeah.
Do you think someone like him deserves to have his life ruined or his Twitch career ruined or like?
Look, I think the damage will last, you know, based off, I think the artist community, especially on Twitch, is not very large. And
it's
I
not.
Think
everyone knows
even just the Twitch community at large is not that big. And so I think this will have some pretty major repercussions for him in the future. You know, like, I know personally, if someone was like, hey, I know this guy, Articuno, I want to hire him for a job, I'd be like, well, then.
Yeah, I think his reputation deserves the hit that it is taking and will continue to take. But I don't think people should actively go after him or do anything towards him. Yeah, you don't gotta bully the bullier, but
yeah, like, people never think what they say amongst a small group of people, even though publicly, like, we've seen people post on Facebook or on Twitter something really stupid amongst their friends, and then it blows up, gets picked up by a major news outlet, and then suddenly people are finding their addresses, their real name, like swarming their social media.
I feel like the internet can definitely take it too far with the pitchfork
thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't like dox them and like you know, it's
like these guys they fucked up, but like how far do we have to take that before our justice boners are satisfied?
If we're being honest, like they're kind of shitty people.
Yes, yes they are.
But there's a lot of shitty people. And every single person out there is shitty to some degree. So just try to be reasonable. And if you're really vilifying someone else, maybe look at yourself. What are the shitty things I've said in the past? Everybody's got a list, especially also, when you're younger. They seem pretty
young. He's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're young. Young and dumb. They
Let
did
their
something
reputation
shitty.
Be ruined. Let them learn from it. You ain't got to go crazy.
Yeah. Shitty people did shitty things and people shit on them.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Oh, hi, oh, hello, Mimi.
Do you want to join the podcast?
Hi. Mm.
I have a bit of a hot take question.
Ooh, bring it.
So in this situation, we have, you know, two artists kind of shitting on one artist. Very clear kind of victim and people doing the negative action. When you think about it, this kind of thing happens in other categories of Twitch.
Uh-huh.
But it is extremely overlooked when it's part of someone's persona.
Oh, like I mean,
and in those cases we never take it really seriously, but because it's like this is like such a clear situation where like someone is a sweet, innocent, cute little girl, but when you think about it, there are situations where dudes get shat on for no fair reason, get a lot of hate, but the perpetrator never gets demonized for it just because
it's just a character.
Yeah, either because it's like a persona or because when it's done towards a guy, the guy is expected to just take it and never be upset about it. Ooh. Toxic masculinity.
I mean, yeah, I think with all this internet justice stuff, when you have such a clear-cut villain, a villain with no fan base of their own to back them up, mm-hmm. and you know, a cute little Asian girl just drawing art by herself, mm-hmm. like doing her thing, and there's two of them. Like when we look at situations like that, it's very it triggers like a protective nature in all of us. Mm-hmm. It's 2-on-1. He's shitting, you know, it's a boyfriend yeah. girlfriend shitting on a little girl just drawing her art. Mm-hmm. But when it's like, you know, a semi big league streamer against feeding small league streamer, but they're both guys, it's like, oh, they're pro players, they're just bantering. Yeah. The big streamer has a huge fan base. Mm-hmm. In those situations, it's like if you start crying, it's like, oh, I'm being bullied, everyone's gonna be like, what a little bitch, you know, man up kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good point, but it applies to, I think, when it's like clear cut big streamer versus like, and one's in the right, one's in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy, but like if a big streamer is flaming a small streamer for like feeding in their games,
I think like feeding is one thing, but when I saw this situation and then I looked back on things that I've heard in the past on streams being said or typed or other, like there's been comparable insults to people who can't stand up for themselves as well.
I think if you don't pull up their stream and flame them with the stream open, mm-hmm. they can't
that's true. That is
hold
lawless.
You directly accountable. Mm. Which is why I don't think people do that as much as they, when they want to flame someone, mm-hmm. they avoid that because they want plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Food for thought.
So apologies in this day and age. What do you guys think about apologies when it comes to drama like this?
Oh,
I'm
God.
In the camp is like, don't fucking apologize because there's nothing you can say to make the situation better.
The only thing I can see that would help would be like, hey guys, I fucked up. I apologize to Neko. That, like, what else are you supposed to say? Like, what can you possibly say to convince people that you're sorry?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything.
Even when you say sorry, they would list about 100 different ways why your sorry wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even honestly, if you were sincere. You need to be like as careful as possible and know that you're still going to fuck up. Like your apology will never be good enough, but at least try to minimize the ways in which you fuck it up.
And, like, if you're
for example, not messaging the girl privately and apologizing, or not mentioning your girlfriend or having it hurt in it or mentioning that part of things whatsoever. So just like minimizing in minimize the ways in which you fuck up and realize that people are probably still going to react negatively to your apology.
I think your actions will also speak louder than words. Like, it's not just something like, oh, I fucked up. Okay, I'm going to post an apology video tomorrow and everyone will forgive me. It's not like that. You would have to prove yourself that you're actually sorry over time by doing concrete steps.
Yeah.
His career is, he has Twitch career is over.
I'm just,
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know, I actually... Unless he becomes a billionaire and donates everything to charity, there's no, and then he's like, I learned from this experience.
You know, that's what he needs to say do. That, but like, I think about some of the things that have happened to other big streamers and like big scandals have happened and people
drop
are like,
names.
We just
give
usually
us the examples.
Don't see it.
yeah, one's a very well recognized medical doctor.
I mean, Dr. Disrespect didn't do anything.
Oh, I was thinking, there are doctors who stream on Twitch?
No. But like, I think about like also in on the YouTube side, people who have had like content cops made about them, people who have, you know, fucked up or whatever. And you look at the actual result of what had happened.
Cancel culture is not a real thing.
Yeah, no, cancel culture
it's
does
like
not exist. It, like, you take a small dip because people are like, oh, that guy sucks, I'm going to unsubscribe or whatever. But in the end, it like people move on very quickly. And once you stop becoming the hotbed topic, like people will forget. There are still people who are out of the loop on situations that happen. And so eventually, like, yeah, people just forget.
I think that's very much the case for people who already have a community or already have a reason to watch them, whether that be they're entertaining or they're good at a game or they're funny on YouTube or whatever it is. But for this guy specifically, he wasn't a large streamer yet, so we'll see how it goes. If he's legitimately worth watching, I bet like he would probably still do fine. And like you can see people a year or two from now be like, it was so bad what happened, but he's really changed. Like, he's different. You know?
Redemption arc.
It's unfortunate because I looked at his art and his art is actually good.
I was so mad at myself for liking it too.
It's like you look at it, it's like, talented. What a waste. What a waste of talent.
It does really suck to see talented people be assholes because I don't think anybody wants to work with an asshole ultimately. Yeah. I'd rather work with someone who's a bit less talented, but actually nice.
I think about the Kevin Spacey situation, you know?
I'm saying, sorry, which situation?
Kevin Spacey situation when What's
he
that? Kevin Spacey, the actor.
He tried to sexually put himself onto young guys.
Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey.
Big yikes.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
An actor sexually preys on young men who's a guy.
He's a very famous actor. He was part of House of Cards most recently.
Very good.
Very,
very
talented actor.
Talented actor.
And then that comes out and people are like...
Oh my God.
Because of his actions.
Oh yeah. He was in like the House of Cards and they just said, oh yeah, he died off screen.
Another example would be James Gunn, the director of Guardians. Remember?
He made child pedophilia jokes.
Tweets. Yeah. Like,
tweets from like...
How long ago was this?
Six years ago.
Years ago.
And then
ago.
He did acknowledge it like 3 years ago. But then, you know, people found it's like he supports child pedophilia and Disney's like bye-bye.
They cut James Gunn from Guardians 3 and then the entire cast of Guardians of the Galaxy wrote a letter to appeal for him to come back because they liked him and they, you know, people change all this stuff. And then I heard he got rehired.
Yeah, he got brought back.
But then,
after getting hired for Suicide Squad.
Is he still hired right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
going
to do number 3 and Suicide Squad.
I'm kind of glad to hear that, honestly. I don't know. What do you guys
In his
think?
Case, he acknowledged his problems before it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
So like people pointed as like, hey, he made changes. He hasn't made those jokes. He has acknowledged them. And like his entire cast member stood by him. It was very like, it was just very bad taste jokes.
It was terrible.
I don't know the jokes.
I read it and I'm like, I can kind of see why Disney like, I was bad at it. But I mean, his cast probably knows him better than we ever will, and they all were unanimously like they really wanted him back.
Yeah.
So
any advice for Articuno? Because he knows Offline TV, he's probably watching.
That's a big assumption.
I know. I would.
That's a huge assumption.
I believe he would be listening. Do you guys have any advice for this?
Don't quit medical school.
Oh, he's in med school?
Yeah, yes. he was there was apparently he was thinking about quitting medical school to take art more seriously and to stream and all.
Yeah, don't quit med school. And just know, if this is something you're really passionate about, you have an uphill battle, and the thing you should prioritize the more is making sure that you're actually a better person than whoever was on that stream that day, or you become that better person.
Lily, any advice for Articuno?
No, it's pretty much what she said.
Yeah.
Be a better person.
Go to med school, be a doctor, save some lives, vlog it, and then one day, like, look at all these lives I've saved, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that mistake I made 10 years ago when I was 21, irrelevant.
Oh my god.
Let's move on to more bands, this time with Mizkif and S-Fan.
I heard about that.
S-Fan's a WoW streamer, Mizkif is a IRL streamer. They made some sexual jokes, a bit of banter back and forth between a cosplayer at TwitchCon EU. Let us roll the clips for context. Roll it. So this is the initial one. Being, you know, dominant.
She's definitely
watched. It's a bit of a back and forth.
She's definitely watched most of the anime.
No, look at that. Like, look at that. Call me daddy.
She said, call me daddy.
Say daddy Jenna. Say it.
Daddy Jenna.
Are you a bitch? Are you a bitch?
Are you a bitch? Are you a little bitch?
Call me daddy.
Like, she's getting really in it.
Yeah.
Daddy Jenna.
Daddy Jenna.
Okay.
This clip number two.
She followed me on Twitter.
Dude, she sucked my dick while you weren't looking.
Really?
She sucked my dick while you were gone.
That was clearly a joke.
I don't think she actually sucked
yes,
dick
in the middle of
Twitch. In the middle of a convention.
Okay, got I'm just very clear.
Faster than Skara.
Like, this is what happened.
I'm just gonna take lewd pictures and make good money. I wish I always had a girl like that in my life.
You do. Her name's Miskit. Or, Emily. Sorry. I almost said her name is Miskit's sister. Right.
So that's the two clips after this event. Jenna's, you know, manager slash team contacted Twitch about it, but first she messaged Mizkif and S-Fan saying she did not appreciate the joke. They apologized, and then later Twitch banned them for 7 days for, I guess, sexual harassment or something.
Huh. Wait, I believe that it also, it was like 30 days after the whole incident had happened, right?
Yeah, it's
like,
been
it wasn't
a while.
Like, it wasn't like right after the thing and
let me see if I get this right. They were at an event.
Yes.
She approached them.
Was
it they approached him?
One.
Like, which one was it?
I think they approached
him. Because they're
honestly,
IRL
there's
streaming.
A lot of context to the VOD that's kind of missing.
Yeah.
So I don't think like going about it so simply as like this, and then 2 weeks later this. But I think maybe just looking at like what we know for sure, which I think just the fact that they messaged each other, she stated how she felt, and they apologized. It kind of sucks that. Even after that, her legal team contacted Twitch, if that is the order in which things happen. That kind of pisses me off.
In the first clip, she was making... It was sexual.
It was like
call me daddy, like
yeah,
that kind of...
Like,
and then, like, she leaves banter. Off stream for, like, a brief moment, and then he says, like, oh, yeah, she sucked my dick while you were gone, bro, like, as a passing joke. Mm-hmm. And then she got offended over that and DM'd them, mm-hmm. and then they apologized to her, and then 30 days later, she sued them?
No, she just like complained to Twitch,
and then Twitch then issued a ban.
She complained
retroactively.
To Twitch.
Yes.
Trying to see this from her side.
I mean, like, let's say you're bantering with Steven, and like it's a little heated, and then later when you're gone, he's like, "Oh yeah, Lily Peach, you sucked my dick," and then you're looking at the VOD, and you're like, "I don't think it's justified." I also don't like. She sucked my dick. It's a very, how you say, not very humorous. Like, I get it. It's a joke, right?
It's a bad joke.
Yeah, it's a bad joke.
It's a really bad joke. I mean, if that actually happened, I would message him and be like, hey, I didn't appreciate that joke. Can we not do that in the future? Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't message Twitch.
You wouldn't
about this.
Contact like, Twitch and be
that's
like.
That's really like. I feel like it's a little extra.
Did they know each other, by the way? Mizkif and that.
It was apparently, they met there.
Oh, okay.
There is one thing, though. Like, every streamer from just seeing this is going to be like, this is bullshit. The one thing that I don't get is that Mizkif wrote this long thing on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He said, though, yeah, no, it was justified, right?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. He's like, there's more to it than just that joke. There's more to it. There's more to it, but he never elaborated. I don't know either. And so as much as I want to be with everyone and be like, this is big yikes, I really wish I knew where he was coming from as well. Because I think it's like easy for him to be like, no, this is fucked up. And
yeah,
just soak in all that extra attention.
Maybe, well, we obviously do not know full context, but maybe he's worried about like his community starting shit, like attacking her even more, which gives Twitch a reason to like ban even harder. Because Mizkif used to hang out with Ice Poseidon and like his crew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like generally when you associate with them, Twitch is they're very like wary of you and you're not in their good books. So like, if you get banned on Twitch, you know, it's really rough. Should S-Fan have also been banned? Because he was the cameraman, right? And he didn't make the sexual jokes. He wasn't the one bantering. He was just
I just don't think both of them should have been banned. Yeah, like, it's just hard to justify this.
From the information that we have, it's really hard to say like why they should be banned, right? And so when Mizkif goes and says that, oh, like I accept it and stuff, it's very clear to me that we're missing something, right? Because I think like anyone who gets banned unjustifiably would be like, what's up with that?
I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah.
Even for like damage control purposes, I feel like it's not that much damage control.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like damage control is mostly necessary when people are going after you. Here, people are very much supporting you and you're saying no.
Yeah.
And I feel like you usually must have a very good reason for saying no to that.
Maybe damage control in Twitch's eye? Like, they got on their good side?
Do you think it's a PR move?
He still got banned, you know?
Yeah.
Is it PR move by the Jenna girl?
Oh, like she did it
because everyone's talking about her. The last week, it's like everyone's looking at that clip. Everyone's searching up her Instagram.
Like, detecting her too. Like, hey, don't attack her. Like, I was actually in the wrong, right?
But I feel as though if they were teaming up in that sense, they could have just had public statements that said like, whatever, like, you know, this clip that's going around is okay. Like, we talked through it or whatever, right? Like, instead of going to Twitch into a ban situation. Like, if they were trying to protect each other in the first place, then like, why did Twitch get involved? I don't know. That feels weird to me.
A lot of people are mad because she didn't get banned because of like that clip.
So Sean was saying off camera, I don't know if you guys can hear, he was saying that a lot of people are banned, that she didn't get banned despite what she had said to him.
I think stuff like that, it's like if someone complains, if Mizkif was okay with that, which clearly he was, obviously he's not going to message them and be like, she made a daddy joke, I'm upset, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it okay or not, which in my opinion is like good. Otherwise it's like all daddy jokes are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's probably why. I'm just saying, I don't think it's like double standard-ish. It's just like, I still think it's messed up because she wasn't really in the right there.
Mm-hmm.
But just comparing situations that are similar where one person gets banned or not, a lot of the time it's because they contact Twitch or not.
Mm-hmm. Is she a streamer?
She has a Twitch, but she's mainly a cosplayer. Yeah, it's like you're roughhousing with your friend, and like you push back, they push back, and you push a little too hard. But instead of like apologizing, they call the cops on you.
Yeah,
you pushed me too hard.
That's such a good example.
Yeah, like sometimes you do like overstep, and like you feel bad, and you say sorry, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they call the cops. Yeah, which is scary because like now you have to be more aware. Like if you're bantering with someone you don't know that well,
It's very tricky bantering with only people you don't know friends, well. Yeah. I just keep it to friends. Mm-hmm.
Just because I saw this in chat, what does a 7-day ban feel like as a streamer, right? Like, they're saying 7 days is not bad. Like, how bad is...
After the first day, you're like, oh, I don't care, it's nice. After the second day, my subs! Actually.
But when you get unbanned, a lot of people come out and support you if your ban was unjust.
Right.
Yes, mm-hmm.
They're like,
true.
You know, we're here for solidarity. So...
You should ask Fed. No, I can tell Fed. It sucks to have a band that long. I've seen Fed just
that goes crazy,
sad and mopey, nothing
like
to do.
He vlogs every day.
Yeah. You have something taken away from you, you know?
It's like your job.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how bad is it for your job? You know, if we're using that metaphor, right? Like, if you are, I'm trying to think, like, suspended for a month of pay from your job, like, how
apparently
bad?
You also lose access to bounties for a few months, according to
that's
which.
The real shit.
People are catching on to bounties right now. Like, a lot of them are like, what's this bounty stuff? I just did a bounty today.
I don't have any bounties.
Oh, yeah. Because, here's the thing, because it's so popular right now,
everyone's
bounties are getting snatched up really fast.
Yeah.
Like a week ago, you know, I asked people in the house, I was like, hey, did you do that bounty? And like, what's a bounty? And now now everyone talks about bounty because it's being more public. So all the bounties are being snatched up.
Yeah.
I did one.
Easy money.
League of Legends. I want another League of Legends bounty.
So yeah. Miss Kiff and S fan, good ban or bad ban?
Bad ban.
Had ban. Weird champ.
Weird.
Ban.
Yeah, weird champ ban.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I hope Miskiff clarifies on his thing.
Yeah.
That would give me some good closure.
Have you guys met Miskiff or S fan before? They seem like decent dudes.
Yeah.
They're pretty doing nice. So, weird champ Twitch. And a fourth ban.
Oh my god, so many bans.
Not sure if you guys know about this one, but a GTA 5 RP streamer got a donation, and the donation was something. We have the clip.
It doesn't have that. That's the first time.
Okay. But essentially, she was RPing as a cop, and like she got in a dispute, and she shot in game someone for trespassing property, right? And then she received a donation. It's like, wow, if you trespass, get ready to catch a bullet to the head. Essentially using her own logic against her, it's like, oh, trespasser should be shot. But she took it as like, wow, like if she ever trespassed in real life, she deserved to get shot in the head. And she took it as a real life threat.
Mm-hmm.
And she doxed the donator. She told everyone his email, his name.
She told everyone on her stream.
We have the clip.
Can you just play it?
Wait, but does the clip include those things?
I don't know if she typed in chat because I was looking. I don't remember seeing the email. I don't.
She's like, this is his email. It doesn't show out.
I think she was typing it in chat.
Okay.
Well, I've never heard of this.
It's very recent.
Okay.
Like today news.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Alright, guys, he's the guy that wants to.
Chat is saying out loud. Ban.
Sure. It shows it. Okay,
let's just
say
we don't want to talk to him.
But do we?
Was?
Pardon?
Can you explain what the clip was?
Yeah.
Oh, it's her like reacting to it. It's like, wow, you're threatening me over a video game? And then he sent the second donation. It's like, it's not a threat. I was talking about the game. Don't try and spin it. And she's like, whatever.
Ooh.
So Twitch ended up banning her.
What did she gave the email? Do you know if she gave any other information?
This is,
I think it was email. Because I remember her saying like, this is his email.
Okay, so he donated the first time. And then she's like, oh, wow. She commented on it. And then did she give the email or did he clarify first? Or what?
No. She already gave the email before the second
donation.
And
she said it out loud or typed it in. Like, she's just said it to her.
She made it public. So Twitch, you know, reviewed it and banned her for 30
days. Why didn't she just contact Twitch directly if she felt...
I mean, it's pretty in-the-moment stuff.
Yeah, but that said, like, I feel like anyone who is public should know better than that, right? To like
RT.
RT?
RT. Retweet.
Real talk.
He agrees with you.
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah, I agree with you.
I think you should know better than to point your viewers at somebody so directly like that. And I don't know. I just think
starting a witch hunt.
Yeah, this is witch hunt in a nutshell. And I just good ban. Mm-hmm. I'm raising that sign up.
Good ban. And actually, I think good amount of days ban. 7 is too little for kind of putting someone at jeopardy like that and exposing them to hundreds of people.
Have you guys ever received death threats?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what do you guys do? Do you say, oh, this motherfucker gave me a death threat. Here's his email, his full name. Do your thing, internet. Or do you privately contact, like, the relevant authorities? Or do you just ignore it?
I ignore it unless there's, like, a need to elevate.
Yeah. Plus, it wasn't even a death threat,
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. It was what she thought was a death threat. Which is also, like,
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a silly thing to... If you ever feel like... you're in legitimate trouble, you should not take it up on stream. Like, that's probably the worst decision you can make.
Yeah.
Because if someone is really looking to do something like that to you, first of all, they're going to love the attention and they're going to continue.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're not going to get anything positive done by doing it. Even if people attack that person or find them or whatever, you're just causing more trouble and more harm, and you have the liability for whatever happens. Like, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, mob justice can turn very dangerous.
So, good ban, Twitch, good ban.
Good ban.
Seems good ban.
Yeah.
And in other news on Twitch, 2 Fortnite players won the collegiate championship. And they were brought up for interviews. Like, congratulations on winning
the Fortnite collegiate championship.
What do you have to say? And they're like, Do we have the clip?
If we have, oh, that's so good. I love this clip.
Yeah, it's final question. Funny. What's next for this duo? Another season? More tournaments? The online circuit? How's it going?
Honestly, we don't really like the game that much.
We don't like the game.
Not gonna lie, so we'll see what happens. Epic is kind of messing around a little bit with the way they're balancing everything, so.
I'm pulling the plug on that one. Give us a better answer here.
Well, we've decided we don't want to play like competitive Fortnite anymore, so we're gonna move on to different games.
Oh, poor interviewer!
I like that you are retiring on top, gentlemen. Congratulations yet again on your victory.
Give him a hand, the interviewer did a good job. He did the best he could.
It was just hilarious because he's like, nah, like come on, that's a bad answer. Goes and asks, yeah, we're actually quitting. Yeah. We don't just dislike the direction; we're quitting.
he's looking for his partner. He's like, save me here.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's so funny.
They
were like really cute about it.
Yeah, right.
We just don't like the game anymore. Like they're just being very frank about it.
Yeah.
It was well done by every member.
On that clip, what a great clip. That was an amazing video.
So yeah, like I'm not involved in Fortnite, but every time I hear about competitive Fortnite, it blows up on my Twitter about people complaining, they're changing too much, they don't like this, they're making it too casual, skill level gap. It's like, Pokey, can you speak anything about this competitive Fortnite stuff?
I'm not a competitive Fortnite player, but I probably have heard and seen more of the complaints than you have since I'm a bit more in that community. And it's crazy to see people who thrived from the competitive Fortnite community starting, and even them, after winning like hundreds of thousands of dollars, are like, yeah, this sucks. Like, I want to stop. If you win hundreds of thousands of dollars from something and you've gotten to the point where you want to stop, that's when you know the state of the game is probably pretty damn bad. And honestly, it's hard because like we can sit here and circle jerk, Epic sucks, like all day. But it also sucks to be Epic right now because you know you are built on a very casual, mostly young audience. How do you satisfy them casually and satisfy your try hard competitive community in a game that is inherently not meant for this type of play because it's 100 people at random skill levels, you know?
Yeah,
it's such a hard thing to balance. I haven't seen anyone come up with like a great idea, even though they've implemented Arena, which is kind of like ranked. They've tried a lot of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, they made a pretty good post in my opinion, but people are still pissed where they said, look, this change is good for 90% of you guys. 10% of you guys aren't gonna like it, but we're gonna listen to 90%, which is like catering to the casual crowd. And obviously the 10% serious players are the most vocal ones. They're the one who's on Twitter.
And have the biggest fan bases
as well. Biggest reach, biggest fan base. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we see this sort of complaining a lot in League of Legends, right? Where people are like, well, this change is super dumb, blah, blah, blah. And like, you see a lot of champions, like, for example, Azir and Ryze, they're like champions who are known to be really good in competitive play, but not so good in casual play, right? And then Riot goes and nerfs those champions, and people are like, why are you doing that? Like, or no, buffs those champions, and then people are like, why are you doing that? Like, it's so good and competitive, and like, wait, am I getting this mixed up?
It's so good.
I got
good
distracted by petting Timmy.
This is so cute. I'm sorry. Mimi's trying to pet Timmy.
But like, trying to separate a champion from competitive and just normal queue.
Right. And so in any case, my point there is just, I feel as though sometimes issues get conflated a little bit from the competitive side to what the casual community actually wants. This is actually so cute.
Aww.
Both Mimi and Timmy.
I think it's hard because I feel like League is a much easier game to balance between casual and professional mm-hmm. than something like Fortnite.
Yeah, like yeah. Because
League, like there's good metas, bad metas, and there have been metas that are both enjoyable for casual players and pro players.
Yeah.
Fortnite, I don't either.
And League, you generally get same skill level opponents, yeah. teammates, so like...
And that's possible. Yeah. I hear even Arena sucks in Fortnite, so...
Yeah, has there been a battle royale game that people are like the matchmaking and competitive side is perfect or like even good?
I think even if it's like perfect, people won't enjoy. Like even the good players want to feel satisfaction yeah. at stomping yes. noobs.
Yeah. So like I hear, for example, in Apex, right? Like people have a lot of fun playing. Well, I mean, maybe not so much lately, but people would complain in the kind of pro side of things that like even though the game is so fun on a casual setting, the professional side of it, everyone is just like hiding all the time.
And, oh yeah.
And nothing ever happens, and it's just circle moves in. I guess everyone slowly walks in and just shoots.
VR is just a hard competitive game.
Yeah,
because it rewards. Cowardice. Kind of,
naturally.
Yeah.
There have been many times in Fortnite I got to second place just by hiding until the very last minute. Yeah. And when it comes to the one-on-one situation, I always lose.
Yeah.
Always lose. Yeah. Don't know how to shoot.
So they have to like force engagement saying you get points if you kill people. Yeah. You get like health and regen if you kill people. But like if you play it the way like normal people play and the only thing that matters is winning, everyone will hide. There's no upside to engaging another team.
The problem here, I think, is that esports is so big that everyone wants a piece. Whether their game is meant for competitive or not, people just want a piece of that. I just don't think that Epic or, you know, the developers of Apex, Respawn, are going to come out and say, you know what? Actually, our game's just not really meant for competitive. We're just killing the esports side of things. You know what? So be it. You know, I don't think anybody's going to
do that. They lose nothing from having a competitive scene, even if it's trash.
They get complaints and stuff, but in the end, esports gets a lot of attention from everybody, regardless, right? And so I think it probably, from their company's point of view, it's probably worth it still, despite these complaints.
For sure.
Tetris.
I mean, I don't play Tetris. I hear they have a pretty good system, even though it's like 100 people battling out in Tetris. The more you get attacked, the more retaliation damage you do.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty nice. So, Fortnite, good, bad, good band, bad band.
Wait, did they get banned?
What? No. I was like, wait. Fortnite, good game, bad game. Good game.
It's probably not sure.
Whenever I look at Fortnite, it's like a whole different. They have hamster balls.
Wait, they have hamster balls?
Yeah. They like zoom across the map.
I legit and they have like clamps so you can grab onto something and the ball will. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hamster balls with clamps.
And just redeploy as an item.
They brought back the drum gun.
Okay.
I've never played Fortnite, so I have legitimately no idea.
Yeah. Well. Let's move on to pop culture, because we are very cultured here.
Of course.
Sure.
Have you all seen the new Sonic the Hedgehog trailer?
Oh, yes. I just saw it today.
It's, even thinking about it hurts my head.
It's Uncanny Valley. I think they made it look like a child in a fursuit, which is why it was like bothering
me. It's like humanish.
Right? Yeah. And I hate that.
That the sneakers are like realistic and like the fingers.
He doesn't have gloves. He has like white hands.
Yeah.
He has like a little boy body. It's very odd.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is not a little boy. This is a hedgehog character.
His teeth are perfectly human white teeth.
Yeah, that freaks me out.
Imagine like, Pikachu smiles and Detective Pikachu has perfect human teeth.
Did you guys see the tweet of the guy who like
changed it.
Yeah.
For the edit?
Yeah.
Where like his head's bigger, his eyes are bigger.
And his like legs are proportionate.
Yeah. This is one of those things, the more realistic you try to make it, the worse it's going to come out, and the scarier it's going to come out.
Hundreds of millions. Hundreds of, you know, executive, creative types.
That's what blows my mind.
Let this happen. From conception all the way to like the artist, getting it approved, CGI, 3D artist.
I just don't understand.
And at no point was
this put to an end. Did you read that theory on Reddit? They already have another model plan, but they released this one to like fuck with everyone. They're like, all right, now we're
free
gonna
PR.
Now we're gonna say like, oh, we listened to your feedback. We agree. We will do better next time. And they're gonna pull out the actual model.
If they do that, I will watch that.
That'd be
movie
great.
In
I will watch
three
that
times
movie.
In a row.
You know,
three times in a row.
That is 300 IQ.
Yeah, it's just so smart. I will just sit there.
No
in that
such thing as bad press.
I don't think it's true, but that would be really funny if it were true. Because that's really smart.
They have resolved to make some changes. It reminds me of the genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
From Aladdin, where like the first time you see it, it's like, what the fuck?
Again, I feel like stylized cartoon is more effective than trying to make the cartoon and shoehorning it into reality. Because then it gets creepy.
Well, so the truth is, though, is that there probably is a good execution version of it. Like, when I saw the first Detective Pikachu trailers, I was like, ugh. Like,
yeah, that was a little...
I don't like the way Charizard looks. That looks gross. Oh, really? I was like, ugh, I'm not about this. And then I kept watching it, and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a little better about it. And then I don't know if that's going to be the case here for
I don't think it's Sonic.
Just,
it's too creepy.
And then also just speaking about the trailer, like what was the music choice there? You literally
Gangster's Paradise. Yeah,
why would you even go with that? What about Sonic reminds you of Gangster's Paradise versus, I don't know, like Speed of Sound, like any of Sonic's iconic music
any
that would have
song related
been a banger?
To like going fast, speed, lightning.
It's pop.
You know what it is? It's freaking Guardians of the Galaxy. They like pulled off the like OD 90s music so well. That every new movie trailer is like, you know what? Just jamming some
I feel like 90s
music.
It's just, it feels like a very Hey Kids moment where it's like, hey kids,
hey,
remember
kids.
Sega Genesis? Wasn't that cool? I love Sonic the Hedgehog. Great memes, am I right? You know what kids love these days? Rap music. We're going to put rap music
Gangster's
in.
Paradise.
I like rap music, yeah.
They're trying to appeal to the Zoomers and realize that, you know what? No.
Yeah, like because the kids who grew up with Sonic is like late 20s, early 30s, right? The Sunday morning cartoons.
Yep.
And they massacred him.
I mean, if you're a Sonic fan, you already know pain. There was like a span of 15 years where no good Sonic games came out. It was like,
Sean, do you want to win it? Sean named himself.
Wait, Sean.
Yeah, there's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Resident Sonic expert over here.
It was just a disappointment. Very disappointing.
A disappointment.
Someone said the director already confirmed that they're redesigning.
They are.
Yeah.
They're going to change it up. They have
but
to.
That's good.
I heard there's only like, what, 6 months till it's like supposed to be?
That's
why I'm saying it's all a conspiracy.
Actually, I don't think it would be as hard as you would think because it's all done
it's all
CG.
Animated.
But it's more exciting.
But
to put
this
your
is a character
on.
That's in every single shot, right?
Because the way CG, the rigging works, right? Like, if it's just like the textures and the, you know, it should be like, I mean, I'm not an expert here,
but the theories.
But it's
fun to think about.
Yeah, if they did that, then
I've seen enough of these to think that they just fucked up.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Ooh, Avengers Endgame. No spoilers. We will not talk about spoilers. Josh
calls up Thanos' ass.
Josh, have you seen it?
No, I've seen like two.
Let's talk about this in a spoiler-free movie. Manner because it's a movie.
I can just go to the bathroom.
No. Because we don't want to like alienate any viewers.
I love you, 3000.
Okay, that's not spoiler free. Oh, what did you guys think? Rated out of 10. Lily.
9.
Pokey.
9.
10 out of 10. This was an amazing movie with so much character.
Especially if you've been following over the course of 11 years. Since the first Iron Man came out in 2008 and it became a hit, followed by the Hulk, Captain America, and Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3, the culmination of everyone's efforts to beat this stupidly good 3-hour movie.
3 hours long. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It's an experience, amazing. Not just a amazing movie.
It makes you audibly... Whoa.
And that was like it's such a good fan service for people who have been there. Like, you see your character. It's just so good, guys. I want to watch it again.
It is a visual orgasm.
Yeah, it was a treat. I loved it. I love Marvel movies.
Was there any problems you had with it, though?
Well,
small things here and there.
There was a part in the middle of the movie where I really had to go pee, but I told myself, no, Lily, you have to pee for
an hour.
Yeah. No, my bladder was hurting, but then I think when we watched it, nobody went up in the middle of it. I was watching I wanted to see if anyone would go up. No one. During the entire
thing. I was scared for my life. If I stood up, blocked someone's way, just get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, it was great, and we looked at all the showings at the theater. There was 20 theaters, 19 of them
were
Avengers Endgame, and then it's some romantic comedy that no one fucking was watching. Who the fuck could go with that? 19, every theater is just pumping out Avengers Endgame. They're making shit ton of money. They broke records.
It was good though.
It was really good.
I love superhero movies.
Josh, when are you going to see it?
You should see it.
I haven't seen any of the Marvel movies.
It doesn't matter. Just watch it anyways.
I've seen What the fuck did you just say?
Read a TLDR and
I saw Iron Man 1. Oh, no. I see Iron Man 1, Ant-Man, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, at least
you watched Ant-Man?
At least.
Yep. It was on an airplane.
God, he missed out.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't think I've seen a movie with real people in it in a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Since Game of Thrones basically came out, that was the first thing I watched with real people in it.
I love Ant-Man.
All right, let's talk Game of Thrones. For Game of Thrones, we will talk about spoilers because it's a TV show. If you're going to watch it, you would have watched it. You could have streamed it. And if you don't have a legal service, let's be honest, you probably know of a way to get it. Am I right?
For Endgame, I think the directors tweeted we are allowed to spoil it starting Monday.
Monday.
Ooh, the official
director pass.
It's Monday.
Y'all got 2 days. You better go.
Literally Monday, I'm going to start talking about it on my stream. I don't even care.
Game of Thrones. We all watched it.
Yes.
We all thought it was trash, right?
It was very dark.
Trash.
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 Dark.
Trash. Okay.
Hot garbage.
There are 3 Game of Thrones subreddits. There's Game of Thrones, which is the normies who just watch the show.
Just memes.
There's free folk who are just mainly kind of spoilery, kind of meme-ish. And there's A-O-S-O-I-A-F, A Song of Ice and Fire, which is for book readers as well. And Game of Thrones subreddit loves it. Free folk are just memeing. And A Song of Ice and Fire subreddit hates it.
Yeah.
And then when I read that shit, I'm like, yeah, fuck that episode.
Wait, there's people who like that
episode?
There were
so many people who were defending this last episode. And what? How? How is this okay?
It felt for me like I was frustrated watching it, and not in a good way.
Yeah.
It just felt so... What's the word? First of all, half the time we couldn't see anything.
Yes, the darkness.
And then the other half the time, whatever you could see was just nothing. People weren't doing shit, okay?
Let's talk about the good. There was some good stuff.
Some good arcs had some...
Good shots, yes. You can say it. We're doing spoiler. If you haven't watched it, now's the time to leave.
I don't want to talk specifically about who and what and what.
No. We're talking about specifically.
Are we? Okay, how about we just say, we're going to go into spoiler territory now, and when we're done spoiler territory, we're all going to throw up a heart, okay, which should signify that you can
unmute. Okay. 3, 2.
I'm going to go to
the bathroom. I'll have to watch. Sean, it's fine. Run away.
Go.
We're not going to transition for a while. Sean hasn't seen it.
Hasn't seen it, so he's stepping out of the room.
Sean is... He's like, should I go?
I feel like... am I supposed to be here? It's my
turn. All right.
Okay,
here
the
we
good.
Go.
We're right. talking about the good.
The good.
Arya scene.
What?
Wait, which one? The one where she was running around scared?
The knife.
Oh, I do think... The knife drop was very cool. Was it good enough, though?
Cool.
I don't know.
Okay, well, besides Arya, because I want to get back to that once we hit the bad, because I have some thoughts
about that. So I thought Theon's arc having kind of made a full circle was actually pretty poetic.
Yeah, I agree. That was good.
And while the way he necessarily went out wasn't like the best, but it's symbolically what he did.
He was insane.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Bran's like, gotta go. Yeah, oh, I came back, bro.
If you have all this time and all this money and all these resources, and he is doing all this cool shit the whole episode, and then he just dies by, sucks.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Theon, you know, a very satisfying character. Everyone loves Theon. Like, they hated him. They felt sorry for him, and then they were cheering him on, and then when he died, they were sad for him.
Yeah.
Great character, great actor.
He really ended with the honor.
That was a stretch and a half.
It was a stretch, sorry.
Okay, what about Jorah's arc?
M'lady! I thought it was a little random how he like just came into.
He was just there to save the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I want to get to the bad about it, because I thought this episode people were teleporting all over the place.
Like, yeah, yeah.
So I want to get into that in a little bit. I don't know, Jorah. Like, in just terms of like, oh, he got his redemption arc. Like, I guess so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the execution. That's kind of how it felt, actually. It's like, I don't mind symbolically how the things happened. It was just executionally, I thought there were a lot of problems that led up to the conclusions that they got us to.
That's that 20 times I'm hurt.
I thought his death was also pretty well done.
I like Daenerys.
It was impactful.
It was nice to know that
he had his moment.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved, which is protecting Daenerys.
So. I just wish they kind of like tied it together a bit better. Like, I understand you want to be like, wow, he's there in her time of need. But I think it would have been more satisfying to maybe like see him somehow get to that point.
Yeah.
Not just, wow, such
destiny. So they did have a shot of him reacting to a dragon roar. It was like, and then he, you know, obviously was instead running to Daenerys. But he came to help Daenerys from the opposite side of the castle. In order for that to happen, he has to run past Daenerys and then turn back so that he can jump out from behind and save him. Like, they did set it up, but once again, bad execution for drama's sake.
Let's skip the rest of the good, because I'm kind of stuck here, all right? So why don't we just get to our complaints? I feel like we should just get into the meat of it,
We should really talk about our feelings, yeah.
Yes. Okay, just because Arya was brought up, I want to talk about Arya a little bit. I love that character.
Me too.
She embodies bad bitchery, and I love it. I love it. But suddenly, in this particular episode, she's like panicking. She's like
running around.
Yeah,
not
like
really doing anything until the very last moment where she just manages to kill the Night King.
So weird, because even the episode before, I loved it, where she was like, I want to get laid because I want to.
I want to.
One of the more wholesome sex scenes in GOT.
and it's about her and her influence and her control over her world. That's like what her arc is. Like a young girl who gets her family desecrated, who realizes how powerless she is, gains power and retakes control of her life. And suddenly she's in this situation and she completely is not as like cool and ruthless as she was.
Didn't she hit her head?
Maybe it's to show that, oh, even Arya, the badass, is scared.
I think that's cool. Like, girls can be badass bitches and still falter sometimes. All right. But you gotta make it make sense, okay? So she panicked. She has the talk with the hot old lady, but when she's not old, and then they're like, what do we say to Mr. Death? Kaboom, not today. All right, dope. How the fuck did she get from point A to point Z in like 2 seconds?
So the comment that I've read is that they alluded to it when they were in the courtyard and John was there and she snuck up on John. And so she knows the hidden passages, and therefore...
She's a silent assassin. How is she a silent assassin when the whole rest of the episode she's not a silent assassin? Okay?
There's... like hundreds, like 10 White Walkers, like 200 zombies surrounding Bran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Night King and Bran are just in the center of it.
I just feel like it was such an easy opportunity for them to like make it cool by having her like turn into a White Walker, like get one of their faces.
Yes.
Right?
I think
and
that
then they're just like, yeah, no, let's just make her show up.
I think they were trying to subvert expectations too hard. They wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
But the way they did it is just like, was a surprise by doing is like, hey, she's here, she's gonna stab. Whereas to like, it's okay to give us some clues that that might happen besides blue eyes. And then she just comes jumping out on a trampoline.
Yeah.
Nobody has a problem with Arya killing the Night King.
Yeah. No, no, I think that's having, cool. Having her get the big moment, mm-hmm. cool.
I agree.
Can we get some Fs in the chat for the Dothraki? Who came up with that plan? I just want to know.
I was really confused. There's this badass scene where Melisandre is like, blub, 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 blub,
yeah, and lights
sword.
Up all their
and then
swords.
All the Dothraki is like, yeah, you know, and they go into the darkness and then they all die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the rest of the people
very
are like,
cool shot.
Lol.
Very
yeah,
cool
with the lights were going
very
out.
Cool shot.
That was very ominous. Very I like cool. that shot a lot.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't expect Melisandre to show up. She just fucking rose in out of the darkness from the army, the enemy side. It's like, oh, how the fuck did you find this? How do you get past the zombie? Doesn't matter. And then she lights their sword. So zombies get killed by dragon glass, Valyrian steel, and fire. But before Melisandre rolled up, the Dothraki just had regular shitty weapon. So what was their plan before? Did they expect Melisandre to roll up? Because they were about to go into the darkness. They can't see shit with weapons that didn't even kill the zombies.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Because the fire helps. And then, oh yeah, fire kills the zombies. But were you expecting Melisandre to show up?
I thought they had dragon glass, but I'm not. I'm really
not sure. not the Arex the Dothraki was using. Yeah. They were making dragon glass weapon for swords, spears, but not the Arex. Yeah.
Also, I'm not like a military general or anything like that, but I feel like sending your cavalry in a suicide charge in the beginning might not have been the best idea. I don't know, like maybe utilize their mobility. I don't know.
I mean, I was glad for the fire because I could see something. I could see the fucking screen. Mm-hmm. What other problem? Beric, who's like holding the corridor, getting stabbed in the back, and then the next shot.
And then he's just at the door.
He's just at the door.
Who allowed
and then he
that?
Dies inside the room as opposed to the hallway, which is like 10 feet away. It's like, we get it. Beric dying, he served his purpose. But why show that and just confuse? Because a lot of people were confused.
Yeah.
We saw it. On social media, everyone's like, why did this happen? Why did he teleport? It's a lot of these little things where it's like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
It was good.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hmm. And when they tried to light the trench and like it weren't working, and then Jon fucking Snow.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Holy
So like a lot of people were dying, like trying to light this trench, and the whole time Jon Snow is sitting on the fucking castle wall, his dragon's head is like 5 feet away, and he doesn't like light the fucking trench, and people are dying. It's like just cough into the trench with your dragon, and the entire trench would have been lit. Why have the trebuchets in front of the trenches and fire at once?
I'm not so qualified for this conversation.
I don't know either.
Yeah, no idea.
It was bad.
Also talking about more strategically bad things, why did Daenerys land the dragon?
Why did Daenerys not do anything for 95% of the episode?
I just don't understand. It's like you have this flying creature that, you know, is pretty good in the air. And let's just land. Let's just do it. I don't know.
Yeah, she lands and then does nothing. And look at Jon Snow.
Yeah, and doesn't... She lands for too long.
Yeah, and then the entire time, fucked. Like, zombie hordes climbing out Drogon's, you know, back, stabbing him.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, fuck.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Speaking of character... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, what was Bran doing?
That's what I was going to say. So, what the fuck was Bran doing?
So
if you replaced
warped,
him...
Right?
He went inside some crows.
Oh, yeah.
Flew up,
happened?
Saw the Night King. It's like, oh, Night King's there.
Night King's there, yeah.
Doesn't tell anyone.
That's it?
And that's it.
Actually, that's the part that doesn't bother me the most, probably, because it's like, I mean, he really can't do much. He was meant to be bait, and I like, we know that he kind of knows what's going to happen, so I guess he's just waiting for it to happen.
Maybe, like, the future episodes will explain some of the things that happened
they
in
have
this
three
episode.
Episodes left.
They better
explain
that.
Shit.
Each episode, that last episode was like an hour and a half, right? So, I mean, it's possible.
Bran, literally, you could have replaced him with any handicapped kid, and he would have done the same thing. I'm just saying, like, the only reason why Bran had anything special wasn't because he was the third eye, whatever. It's because he was marked by the king. So, like, I don't know. It was just very unsatisfying. He just, it could have been anybody. Could have been question. Me.
Are we allowed to be mad about the lack of lighting? That's
yes.
That's a solid concern, right?
A lot of people are like, it's almost as if it's at night. Fucking Helm's Deep, Lord of the Ring was the best battle scene. That shit was shot at night. We could see stuff going on. Battle of Blackwater, which was in Game of Thrones as well, also at night. We could see what was going on. Like, they've done night scenes before, yeah. And they've done it well.
It's not impossible. And people saying it's because it's realistic.
Realism.
The point is for it to be entertaining as well. Like, this is.
Where's the realism in the zombies and the dragons and what? Like, what's going on here?
Like, it's a show. Just because you're like, it's more realistic if it's shitty doesn't mean it makes it a better experience whatsoever.
Yeah. I think like the TV tropes thing is the rule of cool. Like, you do it because it's cool and so that like you can actually get to see the stuff, right?
Like, you should like make it make sense and in that sense be realistic, but don't like skimp out on making it enjoyable.
Let's talk about plot armor.
A lot of people
how many
survive.
Times did we see a character get swarmed by 10 zombies?
Sam,
yeah. Jamie, Podrick, Brienne, Tormund.
I was like, they're dead. When I was watching, I was like, oh, they're so dead. Oh my god, they're so dead. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, oh.
Never mind.
Yeah, at the beginning with the tidal wave charge was so brutal. Yeah. You're like, holy fuck, they're getting like a rude awakening.
Yeah.
And then Brienne gets pinned by 7 zombies and then Jamie stabs one of them.
Yeah.
And then she gets up. It's like, all right, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
And goes back to fighting. Like, they keep trying to bait this reaction out of us. It's like, oh, they're gonna die. They're gonna die. Nope, they're fine. They're gonna die. They're really gonna die. They're so fucked. No, they're fine.
Yeah.
Everyone left standing at the end of that episode was a main character.
Yeah.
No, like, other
no
regular
balls.
Dudes.
No balls writers.
Maybe
Game of Thrones writers.
You know? Like, maybe they'll die in the later. We have 3 episodes left.
Yeah, that's fine. But, like, it felt like they were just trying to bait shock. It's like, they might die. They might die. I think a fine amount of people died. You know, Jorah, Ed, and Theon. The amount of deaths were fine. But don't treat us like, you know, dangle a carrot to get a reaction. You know, when Theon was protecting Bran, the first time they got swarmed by zombies, there was like 20 zombies within reach.
20.
Yeah. And then next it's like, oh no, they're chilling. They're chilling. They're shooting the arrow.
Oh god. You know, speaking of the last 3 episodes here, is I just feel like the Night King was so much more important than everything else that's left in the show. I just, you're like
not
fighting
just
against
Cersei, right?
It's just Cersei and the throne.
The final boss.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels weird to go from like
what if he's
facing
not
the
really
world
dead?
Ending.
No, he's dead.
You know, I think he's dead.
It's Game of Thrones.
That was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And as much as I'm going to complain for a long time, I'm also gonna watch every last second of the last 3 episodes.
Definitely gonna watch it.
I'm holding on to like the last second plot twist, like Daenerys being the bad guy. That shit would be good.
Whoa.
I
really am interested to know what happens with Cersei and especially Dany and Jon. How are they gonna fix the conflict
if one of them dies?
Still very
no
interesting
conflict.
I love drama. We'll see.
Any more gripes with the show? What do you guys think about Lyanna Mormont, the little fierce girl?
Dude, she went out like a badass.
I thought she was going to get Attack on Titan.
You heard her bones cracking when he was like, so you knew she was dead. But
that was
still
a very
like,
good scene.
The giant through the eye or whatever. And...
I don't know, but does the zombies eat people? Not usually.
No.
For that one, he just decided to eat her to give her an opportunity. Like,
that guy
it's
was
cool.
Like not a normal thing.
It's
right?
A zombie giant. I thought it would be like, so when he comes in, he just like fucking backhands her into the wall.
Yeah.
I thought it would be so cool if she just died there.
Yeah.
But now she lived. But it was cool. It was a cool scene. You know, gave a fan favorite some cool
sense. She went out in a very cool manner.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. I don't know. Lots of complaints, but we'll see. 3 episodes. That's I'm it. Excited and then to the see whole what... thing is done. The whole thing is done.
Until the prequels.
Oh, God. There's a prequel?
I think they were talking about doing a prequel because there's a lot of history there.
I'm very interested to see how this will end. Maybe they'll surprise us, you know, pull the rug under our feet. It's not as simple as it seems.
I hope so. I think they can still redeem themselves.
So.
Exciting. I think that wraps it up. We talked about drama. Pop. Sean, we're not spoiling anymore.
Heart. Hi. We love you, 3000.
All right. We have aired out our gripes.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got Game of Thrones tomorrow. Excited to watch that. It should be a slow episode.
Yay.
We'll watch it all. You guys are...
Is it at 6?
It premieres at 6. We can technically watch it whenever anytime. We want.
Okay.
But, you know, it's always cool to watch it as it comes out and see everyone's reaction. Pokey, true. Do you have anything coming up?
No.
So succinct.
Huh?
Do you have anything you are looking forward to?
Or no. If... I'm in a mood, sorry.
She is She's in a mood.
Yeah.
All right, Lily, what do you have coming up?
I don't have anything really.
Speak up!
I don't really have anything right now.
No. Pokey and Lily do not have anything coming up. What about me? Do I have anything coming up?
Do you?
I was going to go to Germany tomorrow. But the plans didn't work out. Do you know that feeling where you make plans with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and then when it's coming time to go out, you're like, mm-hmm. "Fuck! I wish I didn't make these plans."
Yeah,
many times.
That's kind of how it felt.
Oh, you know.
But usually,
best...
when you push through it and then during it, you're like, "This isn't that bad." Yeah, it's not that bad.
The best feeling is like when your friends and you all make plans together, and a day comes and you're dreading it, and you're like, "Oh, I really don't want to go," and then all of a sudden, friends like they cancel, and you're like,
"Yeah."
It's like God bless
you. And then you get to lord it over them. It's like, oh, I was really looking forward to this.
You don't do that, Toast.
Yeah, you do. What are you going to say? I wasn't looking forward to it?
No, just like, oh, that's too bad. Okay, maybe next time.
Shame. Gosh, Bell, what about you? What do you have anything? Do you have anything coming up?
No, I don't think so. No.
We're all losers in this house.
Is Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. Fed's doing a Cinco de Mayo. Oh my God, Fed is, no offense, so dumb. He planned his stream for the same time as Game of Thrones.
No one's going to be watching. Everyone's going to be watching Game of Thrones.
Did you know, like, when a Game of Thrones episode comes out, the entire platform of Twitch loses at least 10% of their viewership?
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wait, why is
and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be on that if it's going to be a 6.
You should start it at 7.
Do it at 7, so yeah. All the Game of Thrones come people back. Come out.
And we can all talk, yeah.
Fed, you should do it at 7.
He's not listening.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, yeah. Nothing planned, but I'm sure something cool. We're going to EDC. That's in a week and a half. So
oh, my God, is it?
Look out for that. We're not very outdoorsy people. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Don't forget to
like, comment, subscribe.
Like if you thought the last Game of Thrones episode was shit. Comment
if you disagree.
Why it was shit.
Oh, okay. Right.
Subscribe.
So we can talk about how good or shit the next episode's gonna be, and you can see it when that video comes out.
Farewell. Vala Morghulis.